Unscripted Salsa. Today we have Carlos Orejel as a special guest, but my name's Anthony Prasad, and this is Addicted to Salsa.
Soy de lo más bravo que ha llegado aquí al solar. Pero yo soy de lo mejor. Soy profesional. Soy de lo más bravo que ha llegado aquí al solar. Pero no quiero que se disgusten al oír mi sinceridad. Yo se los digo, pues sé que es cierto, sin caer en la vanidad. Y aunque el mundo me critique, viviré con honestidad. Porque siempre habrá quien diga que mi ritmo es sensacional. Pero yo soy de lo mejor. Soy profesional. Soy de lo más bravo que ha llegado aquí al solar.
That was Justo Betancourt with Soy Profesional. And today we have a special guest, Carlos, who is a salsa music collectionista. I don't like that word, but yeah, I guess that's what it is. You collect a lot of salsa music, and actually, I mean, some of the songs that have featured in these podcasts actually have gotten from you, right?
Yes, correct.
And so you're actually from LA, right? And you actually you do DJ as a hobby a little bit, right?
Yes. I try.
Well, that's great. I mean, we actually met the first time, right, in the LA Salsa Congress, right? What do you think about that Congress?
Wow. The Congress, first of all, it was a lot smaller than last year, space-wise. I think they had the same amount of people, which kind of made it really crowded, and it got really hot really fast.
Yeah, it was pretty tough to dance. Yeah, people were dancing everywhere outside, but it had some pretty good bands. Sonora Ponceña was there.
Yeah, wow.
They're just freaking awesome. Papa Lucas is awesome. And we featured Sonora Ponceña music in the podcast numerous times. So today we're actually going to feature some of the kind of the music style that you kind of like to listen to, right? And share with people what your salsa style is, right?
Yes.
And one of your next songs that we're going to talk about is Luis Ramirez, right? What is it called?
It's called El Mulato Rumbero, and that's Luis Ramirez with Tito Rodriguez, yeah, I guess. Another, I guess, a treasure of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico, that's right. Oh, yeah. You visited Puerto Rico, right?
Yes, I've been there twice.
Right.
Non-salsa really stuff,
though. Oh, really? Non-salsa? So what's the, is it part of your medical? Yeah, I forgot, you're a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Oh, almost a doctor.
Almost. A couple more years.
Yeah, he's actually, he gave a good tip, I think a while back ago to me about glucosamine. Talk about glucosamine for a second.
Glucosamine? Well, it's just a supplement that you take, and it helps you with your knees and joints, pretty much.
Specifically, like, for people that dance or run, right?
Exactly. And, you know, after a while, you know, your knees and your ankles and everything takes a toll. So it's good to protect them, you know, and keep everything.
Of course, consult your doctor. He's not a real doctor. But, you know, I mean, I've heard the same thing before, and it's been helping pretty well. But you say it takes, what, about a month to, like, you know, like, just stuff to kick in.
Yeah.
It's not a drug or anything. It's just like a vitamin or what is it?
It's a supplement. It's
just a nutritional supplement.
Yes.
Right? Anyways, but I mean, you are a DJ as a hobby. So, I mean, from your perspective, what do you think makes a pretty good DJ, you know, at a salsa congress or at a specific professional salsa event, right?
Well, that's a good question. And I think what makes a good DJ is that he's able to read the crowd, and not every crowd dances to a particular type of music. You know, sometimes you have a big on one crowd, and they kind of like it faster and continuous, and sometimes you have an onto crowd, and they kind of like it more breaks, and they like to play with their music more. You know, and you have to read that as a DJ, and that's very important. And
well, I mean, and also from your opinion, right? Because I know a lot of people, like, some people don't like reggaeton in their salsa events. You know, what is your opinion about that, or just playing merengue, right?
Well, I like reggaeton, but everything in, you know, small quantities, obviously.
Moderation. Exactly. That would be nice, politically correct. But so the next song is by Luis Ramirez, El Mulato Rumbero.
Soy el mulato rumbero, rumbero soy. Soy el mulato rumbero, rumbero soy. Del barrio de Jesús María, válgame Dios. Y cuando llego a la rumba, se alborota hasta el solar. La gente dice, canta mulato, la gente dice, canta mulato, entonces ritmo levanta la rumba que dice así.
Sola
y no tengas pena.
Sola la mulata. a mí, puede pasarle a cualquiera que pretenda conseguir una mulata rumbera. Yo bala y no tengas pena, que está rica de verdad. Yo la llevo para la esquina y la gozo una vez más. Que sóbala mulato, sóbala mulato, sóbala, 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 sóbala. Esa mulata está rica de verdad. Sóbala y no tengas pena.
This next song is Suavito by Richie Ray and Bobby Cruz. We actually had recorded our conversation, but it seems that we had a problem with our PC. So in general, the conversation kind of talked about Richie Ray and Bobby Cruz, how they were pretty big artists, and actually they actually met because they were actually neighbors, and from that meeting they basically came out with a lot of great songs and a lot of great albums. So here it is again, Suavito by Richie Ray and Bobby Cruz. going back to the question, I mean, why do you like this specific cha-cha song?
Well, I love cha-cha in the first place. I think it's an amazing dance experience, I think. And but it really, you need the right partner, you know, who can follow your own flow. What do you think?
Yeah, well, no, I was going to bring this up. I think we talked about this before. I mean, it's funny because, you know, like, as I'm progressing in salsa, right, I mean, my style of music changes. I used to, you know, like modern salsa music, then I would like orchestra, then I like really, really fast music. Then I actually started slowing down to slow salsa, and now I'm like more into just kind of like cha-cha just because it's slow. And I think the main reason is because I started adding so many body movements and, you know, body rolls to my dancing that the slow songs I actually enjoy more because I actually have more time to do them and actually play with the instruments and play with the, you know, beats and play with my partner some more. So
exactly. I also like it because after a fast song, you just want to, you know, kick back a little bit.
Yeah, actually. Or maybe, you know, maybe it's because I'm lazy and I just like the slow songs. And cha-cha, you know, I don't really have to do much work, right? But it does require a special partner to do cha-cha because it's a little bit harder of a step. Even though it's a slow song, it's harder of a step to do. So it's harder for a female to follow it, especially, you know, if you're doing some crazy stuff that requires stepping. And you can actually step off. You don't really have to do the cha-cha step whenever, right? You could do it, you know, you can do two cha-cha steps in a row as long as you go back on beat. But because you have all that flexibility to play, it does require more advanced partners to dance
with. I think it takes also a little bit more chemistry because, you know, you have to be more in sync. And the person has to really listen to the music and play with it in order to be fun, you know?
Yeah, but cha-cha, I mean, yeah, we played some really good cha-cha music there, and that was a really good cha-cha. I really, really liked it a lot. Now, the next song you have is a little bit more of a jazzy type of salsa, right?
Yes, it's called Noche de Salsa by Paquito de Rivera y Luis Ramirez, and it's actually off an album, a tribute to Kel Kider, or Kel Jader, or however.
I don't know how you pronounce that word.
But Cal, he's an awesome Latin jazz composer, and you know, this is just an example of how good he was that people are willing to actually do a tribute to him, you know.
Oh wow! So he's basically known for like Latin jazz stuff.
Thank you.
So that was Noche de Salsa by
Paquito de Rivera and Luis Ramirez.
That was another Luis Ramirez song?
Yes.
Oh, so we had Mulato de what? And I can't even read my own notes in this thing.
El Mulato Rumbero.
El Mulato Rumbero y Noche de Salsa, that's right. So actually, yeah, that's pretty good. So so our next group is, of course, one of my favorite ones, El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico, right? They've been around for a long time. I mean, what do you think about Gran Combo? Is that one of your favorite bands?
Yes, it's definitely one of my favorite bands. And yeah, that's true. They've been together since the 1960s. Obviously, not the same people, but
right down.
What's funny is that the guy who started Rafael Iter, he used to play with Rafael Cortijo.
Okay,
and,
who's he?
And,
huh? I don't remember. Oh, I mean, I wasn't born by that time.
He's classic mambo.
Oh, okay.
He's been in the band up till this day, and but this song actually we're gonna play. It's called Bajo Quente. Mm-hmm. It's off their album De Punta a Punta, and it was released in 1971, I believe. And it's the first time they actually introduced the trombone into their band.
Wow!
So
yeah, actually, like I think I remember the 70s is they call it the golden age of salsa. So kind of 70s, yeah. Kind of early 80s. I remember I used to watch old videos of like Hector Lavoe. I think there was I think 1980 or 1981. There was like a New Year's Eve countdown in like Channel 4 in Puerto Rico, and Hector Lavoe was like singing or doing the countdown while they were singing. They were playing actually salsa. That's actually one of the first times I ever saw Hector Lavoe like on TV. It was like
how old are you?
No, I'm not that old. No, it was when I was in Puerto Rico. I used to work for a company called Babbage's, which is I think now called what's that place? GameStop. It went through different names, whatever. But actually, that's what got me interested in salsa dancing. Actually, my manager there was just hardcore into salsa. He couldn't dance. It's so funny because he's very stiff. He was a very stiff guy, but he would bring salsa music, and like even for like Christmas, instead of playing like all the stores would play like the American Christmas music, but he would play like you know, like salsa music or jibaro music at the store, and you play like Hector Lavoe's Something in La Navidad. What was that album? Which El Lechón de Cachete was one of the songs.
Right.
Yeah, and he played that one and all these which got me interested in salsa. And he used to hand out to his employees, you know, like these Las Arces Boricua CDs, which he would make himself. That's where I got Justo Betancourt and whatnot. Pa Bravo Yo is one of the first songs I ever heard. So, but actually, I don't even know where we're going with this, but anyway, that's just a little anecdote. Cause it was actually that got me got me more interested in salsa. Cause in Puerto Rico, you kind of listen to salsa at the radio station, everything, but you don't really like listen to it. Cause, you know, as a teenager, you're more into like either American music, you know, I was like into Oasis. I don't even know if people realize what Oasis is now. But
back to El Gran Combo.
Anyways,
but did you know, like, El Gran Combo is one of the few bands that actually has three singers singing in the chorus or together as the lead vocals. And that's something that people, I guess, don't realize when they listen to them. But it's this is how I can tell it's them, you know?
Yeah. So which one would be Itier? I don't know. Yeah. Like if you I guess we don't know. We'll figure it out. I mean, he's not one of the main singers. I know there's a guy that's pretty old when he's been around in most of the albums. But then again, most of them have been around for a long, long time, so it's kind of difficult. You know, like, for example, I would know who Papo Lucas is. He's, like, the pianist, and I think the director of Son Reposeña, too, right?
Actually, his brother, Kike Luca, is the guy who founded and the leader of the band.
Oh, really?
Papo was just, like, the genius.
Oh, really? He's just the genius. Yeah. Oh, well, I guess I was wrong. But
Actually, did you know Papo Luca and Hector Lavoe used to go to school together?
Really?
Yeah, they both have scholarships for, I guess, their talent in music, but... who would have known that would have been
great? Yeah, all these people just knew each other. So we had Richie Ray.
Well, Puerto Rico is such a small island, you know.
It's 100 miles by 35 miles for those who didn't know. I get asked that question a lot. How big is the island? It's like, yeah, it's pretty small. But it's funny because, you know, even just going from north to south of the island, especially for like, you know, a Puerto Rico Salsa Congress, it takes about 2.5 hours. Because you have to go through the mountains, and it's not like just a straight shot. It's, you know, you have to go around. But going back to Gran Combo before we get sidetracked again. Right.
And this is Bajo Quente.
Bajo Quente by Gran Combo Puerto Rico from the album.
De Punta a Punta. Or from, shall we say, in slang, they were coast to coast.
Oh, coast to coast.
El guaguanzón es un baile. sabroso. El guaguanzo es un baile bien sabroso. Báilalo despacito y verás qué sabroso es. Báilalo despacito y verás qué sabroso es.
So that was Bajo Kende by El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. And I guess our next track is another kind of Puerto Rican kind of sounding track by Bobby Valentin, right?
Yes.
Jacobo Basura. So
what does that mean, Jacobo Basura?
Well, it's funny because you end up giving nicknames to, like, you know, people in your community. I don't know if you call it, if it's a good nickname or not. You know, kind of like a Rubén Blades song, like Pedro Navaja, right?
Yes.
Which is kind of like a Peter Knife.
or Jackknife, I guess. I don't know what he calls it. But then you have Jacobo Basura, which is, Jacobo is just Jacob in Spanish. And Basura means trash. So you have Jacob Trash, you know? And, you know, other nicknames, like there was one guy in Puerto Rico that was called Toño Bicicleta, which is, means Anthony Bicycle. And then what he used to do, he used to like live in the, you know, the boonies or in the countryside, and he'd just drive around a bicycle and try and mug people and, I don't know, do bad stuff and whatnot. But yeah, kind of. Kind of in the same those lines, you know. I guess Jacobo Basura could be the homeless guy. Pedro Navaja could be the thug. So
I was told when I was visiting Puerto Rico to, you know, lock my doors at all times. And this is because something about the homeless would come in and hijack you or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, no, that's a little extreme. But, yeah, no, I mean, there's a decent amount of crime everywhere you go. And even, like, you know, even we tell people, like, when you go visit Puerto Rico and you go visit El Morro, there's this little town called La Perla, which is kind of like inside of El Morro, which is really a tourist section. And that's a, it's a pretty dangerous place. You probably, nobody should ever go there unless you're part of La Perla. I mean, they'll probably shoot you just from watching you jump. So it's not a, not a very good, place to visit. So kind of stay in the nice area of the crowd. But yeah. Anyways, going back.
Culebra, right?
Yeah, Culebra. Yeah. If you ever go to visit Puerto Rico, you have to check out Culebra. It's probably one of my best beaches, which actually, it's funny because I came here to San Diego and the first time I went to the beach, just to check out the California beach, first 5 minutes in the beach, I got stung by a stingray, and I've never come back into that beach. I mean, the water's cold. I mean, no offense to San Diego beaches, but I'm comparing them to Puerto Rican beaches, right, where there's no animals, the water's clear, you can see your toenails inside the water. I don't know how people can handle it here. I got stung by a stingray, and I'm never going back in there again.
But on the subject of on the subject of thugs, our next song is by Bobby Valentin, Jacobo Basura. And it's funny to know that Bobby Valentin has spent some time in jail. And what's even funnier is that there was enough people from La Soñada Ponceña in jail with him that they actually made an album while in jail.
How do they, like, authorize that? To?
They're like stars, man.
I mean, do they bring the instruments out? Do they, like, let them go on parole? And, like, hey, we need to make some money. Let's.
I don't know, man.
Do they get the guards in? They're doing the clave.
If you see the album cover, it, you know, Bobby Valentin is in the jumpsuit orange.
Oh, I actually saw that. That explains a lot. Yeah, that explains a lot, but I didn't know it was because he actually went to jail. I mean, well, I guess most salsero or salsa artists back in that day, right, they were either thugs or drug addicts or alcoholics. Exactly. Probably one of the reasons why some people don't like or associate salsa with some, you know, I guess bad social issues, huh?
Yes, at least in Puerto Rico.
At least in Puerto Rico. At least some of my family members think that. But anyways, going back, Jacobo Basura by Bobby Valentin from the album
Afuera.
Jacobo Basura es un zapatero, compone guaracha, son y bolero. Es un polaco manito que se pone madero cuando compone guaracha, son y bolero. We'll be right back.
La negra se fue con el lechero.
And today, we're going to end with a song by Tito El Conde Rodriguez, which he's another Puerto Rican artist, right? Yes,
from Ponce.
From Ponce. But this song is called Las Chicas de Venezuela, right?
Yes.
I actually started listening to the song. It's kind of funny because he talks about like Venezuelan girls. Did he fall in love with a Venezuelan girl while he was visiting? Or?
Well, this album came out in 1990. It's called El Rey. And I imagine this is after traveling a lot through South America and Central America and Puerto Rico, the States, and I guess everywhere else. And he fell in love with a girl from Venezuela, you know? It reminds me of somebody, too.
One of your exes or something like that?
Not an ex, but just a girl that I had a crush on, you know?
So, oh, okay.
From Venezuela.
That's interesting. Well, why do they call him El Conde? Well, what does it say over there?
El Conde, they gave him the nickname El Conde because there was actually another Pete Rodriguez. Yeah.
El Conde means the condor, just for those who don't really know. The condor, the condor.
Really?
El Conde, yeah.
El Conde? I thought it was more like...
Maybe king. My translation's wrong. El Conde.
No, it could mean that. El Condor, I don't know.
Oh, never mind. That's it. Yeah, that's wrong.
But actually, his wife gave him this name because at the time, you know, she was his manager. And she said, you know, they gave him the name El Conde because he had a stage presence like a king.
I see.
And El Conde is like the count.
Oh, no, you are right. Yeah. Conde is count. Man, am I losing my Spanish? Blasphemy. Yeah, you know, you're right. Conde is count, yeah.
So he's known as Pete El Conde Rodriguez. And, you know, both Pete Rodriguez's are very good.
But this one is one from Puerto Rico. What's the other one from?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, they're both from Puerto Rico? Yes. So what's the main difference in their style then? So people maybe, you know, listening to this El Conde, don't get confused with the other.
I guess if you listen to both tracks, or I guess, you know, the thing is about salsa artists, they kind of, they change throughout time, and they kind of dip into different genres of each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Pete El Conde Rodriguez is more of your typical Puerto Rican type of salsa, while Pete Rodriguez is more like, has a little more jazz influences.
I see. So the regular, the other non-Conde version, right? He doesn't have a nickname either, I guess.
Not that I know of.
Nobody's giving him a nickname. We'll just call him the non-Conde Rodriguez.
Just call him Pete Rodriguez.
Pete Rodriguez. That's good. Well, anyway, that's our show for today. I mean, we appreciate Carlos coming here for his first time and first actually guest appearance in any of our shows here for the audio podcast. And
thank you. It's my pleasure.
Sharing. Hopefully it won't be the last time, right?
No.
Actually,
it was pretty hard to decide what music I would put on today.
Yeah, I just left it up to you to see what you wanted to share with everybody, because I know everybody might just get tired of my style, you know. See, and of course, you have a lot of salsa music that, you know, is very, very rare, very hard to find. I don't even know, you know, I think you said you went to these stores where they have like really, really old records here. Is it in L.A. or San Diego?
Yeah, well, in L.A., there's a store called Amoeba, and it just has a lot of music in general. It's like a warehouse. It's in, I believe, in Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
But they have one here in San Francisco.
Wasn't it, I think you told me that I think Ruben Blades went there one time?
Yeah, actually, one of my DJ friends, he was in the salsa section, and then he looks to the side and he's like, yes, are you Ruben Blades? And he's like, yes.
Man, I mean, he got some autographs that are like, hey, give me all the Ruben Blades to these. Just, hey, can you sign all these five of them?
He actually got a napkin at an autograph.
Oh, but, a napkin? Oh. But, I mean, wait, a store full of CDs, he can, like, just buy, you know, a Ruben Blades CD. He's like, could you sign this CD? You
know? Well, I don't know. I mean, he signed something else, probably. But
he probably didn't want it to be on eBay or something.
No, nah, Ruben Blades is more into politics these days than salsa. But he did mention that he's going to come out with something in a couple years. You know, he's going to get back into it.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so I think the last album he came out with was Mundo, right? I think a couple years ago.
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so. So anyway, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this song selection for this episode. If you have any feedback, you can always leave it at dictasalsa.com and or send us an email at podcast@dictasalsa.com. And, of course, Carlos would I'll send him all the comments so he knows what you guys liked and didn't like. And, of course, you know, it's always good to comment. So anyway, that's it for today. My name is Anthony Bersan.
And my name is Carlos Orejel.
And until next time, we'll see you at the club.
Me encontré por Venezuela una chica bien sabrosa, que era una mujer hermosa que no se ve donde quiera. Le dije, es usted tan bella como mi tierrita es como mi Puerto Rico, los dos tenemos a qué. Es como mi Puerto Rico, los dos tenemos a qué. Para Venezuela y a Puerto Rico también, Latinoamérica entera, todos reciban a che.
Ay, que mi música le traiga salud y placer.
Todos reciban.
van ayer.